At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But the Guardians in red start a 3-game set down yonder in Cincinnati in earlier first pitch tonight because of weather. And to talk about Terry Francona's first season in Cincinnati, he abandoned us, but I'm not mad. We go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and welcome on Chris Welsh, the Reds color analyst. Chris, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, guys. It's good to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you here, as obviously we have some interest having Tito been our manager the previous decade before. How's the Tito era in Cincinnati starting off?
Well, you know, I was excited as anybody when they named Tito the manager, because Tito and I were teammates when we played together in Montreal. I've known him forever, and I've always kind of envied those that got to play for him in Cleveland and Boston and other places like Philadelphia. But we love him here. I mean, they excited the whole crowd, you know, to follow the Reds. Reds country's all excited and so on. And they're waiting for it to translate into wins right now. But, I mean, he's a completely different kind of manager than the Reds have had, you know, 90% of the time. I've been doing this for 34 years now. So I've seen a lot of different managers come through here. And Tito is by far the most fun guy to be around and the best guy as far as interpersonal relationships that I've seen yet.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting, so I've not checked in a lot with Reds baseball to see how Tito's doing, but like after the first weekend of games, there was a whole bunch of people just criticizing Tito and some of the bullpen mismanagement and everything that happened there. And then you check in like last week, it was like Tito apologizes to the team and all the players thought that was very cool and very different, but it was also after mistakes as well. And so maybe I'm just highlighted some of the mistakes that Tito is having here. What is the perception around Reds fans? Are they just excited that he's here? Has he been able to, I don't know, manage the ups and the downs?
Well, they're like his resume. I mean, they're waiting for a winner here in Cincinnati. I mean, either the Guardians or the Indians, they've been to the postseason, you know, a whole bunch in the last 15 years. And the Reds have been, it's been a really dry run. So they want results. And I think a lot of people obviously think that automatically you sign a new manager and all of a sudden your team gets, you know, 15 games better. We all know that doesn't happen. But Tito's a refreshing guy to be around. I think he's got a young ball club here that needs to learn the Tito style of play, which is a little bit more fundamental, a little bit more old-fashioned baseball. And I think when they get that going, they're going to have a pretty good second half.
Chris, you mentioned being a teammate with Terry Francona in your playing days. I'm curious, now that you've been around him for a while with him as a manager, are there more similarities with Tito the manager as with Tito the player, or are there more differences?
Yeah, you know, I think that there's similarities. I mean, he was always a guy that was positive. He realized he didn't even though he was a tough round draft pick, he wasn't the most talented guy out there. He wasn't the fastest, best arm, or the most powerful hitter. But he's a guy that knew the game. He was smart. He came from a baseball family. Obviously, his dad played for, 15 years. So he knew what was going on, and he would always be willing to talk the game and trying to help people, even if they were, you know, more senior players, he would help them, you know, understand situations and so on. So he had a feeling that Tito was going to be in the game for a long time one way or another. I wasn't sure how. I had no idea that he would have the terrific resume that he does as a manager. But yeah, you knew he was going to be in the game. And it's very similar. I mean, you don't change your personality. The one thing that he does that I really respect is that he doesn't get mad at players. He is transparent and honest with the players and with the media. So when we meet with him as media, he tells you the truth. And a lot of managers don't want to do that. They hold back the truth like it's some kind of a secret state, you know, special secret that you can't let this out. When he realizes if you just play good baseball and if you're honest with your players and if you can motivate them to be better than other guys can, then you're going to win a lot of ball games.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely calls it out as he sees it, and he's, you're right. We experienced that firsthand here, where you have so many honest moments with him. It's like, oh, I didn't know a manager would just be that frank and that honest about things.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, a lot of times it floors him. But it also takes some players aside and to say, hey, you know, why did you steal that base when we're, or attempt to steal that base when we're five runs down? You know, it doesn't make any sense. So I think what he's trying to do is undo some of the things that have kind of gotten the Reds off the rails over the last few years and do the things that get them back on the rails. And it takes like recoaching some of these young players as well.
Chris, looking to where the Reds are, I'm just curious, in Cincinnati, how much of a, I know this is supposed to be rivalry week here, rivalry weekend, how big of a rivalry do you think we have now that this series has been played over the last, I don't know, decade plus between the Reds and the Guardians?
I don't really know if it's a special rivalry. I know the players don't think like that, okay? You know, we've got the Ohio Cup, and there actually is an Ohio Cup, believe it or not, that it gets awarded to one team or the other. I think a few years ago, it was kind of funny, it was the COVID year, I think, when we knew that the Reds were not going to play Cleveland, and the Reds won the one game in spring training that was designated as the Ohio Cup, right? So they went to the Cleveland team and said, hey, well, where's the Ohio Cup? And they're like, well, we don't know. I think it's packed away somewhere. So, I mean, it's kind of a fictitious thing. It's more for fans than anything else. But every game you win or lose in a major league during a regular season is important. And that's the one thing Tito really emphasizes. He comes to the ballpark, and it's about win today. And I love that attitude.
I love what the Reds are building. I love Edwin De La Cruz, but more importantly, I do like Tito, and I like your front office. I think things are just a little bit different than what they were a few years ago. And it does feel, Chris, like you guys are heading in the right direction.
Well, you know the difference is between the Reds and the Guardians right now is Jose Ramirez. Every team that has a small payroll like the Reds and the Guardians do, they need that superstar who is really a superstar, and they need to have that guy have a really great year. Now, the Reds have Ellie De La Cruz, who's got all the tools to be a superstar, but he's nowhere near yet, and he may not ever be, the player that Jose Ramirez is. So, I mean, if you take Ramirez away from Cleveland the last 10 years, you know, you don't make the playoffs as many times. You don't have as good a team, and Tito will be the first one to tell you that. So we're hoping that our young players like Ellie De La Cruz mature and get better into the kind of player that Ramirez has, because we look in the other dugout and say, man, we wish we had that guy.
Chris, to get back to the rivalry thing, when baseball expands here in the near future to add two more teams to get to 32, I'm actually hoping that the Reds and Guardians end up in the same division, mostly just because of travel implications. Like, it's tough for Guardians fans to have a rivalry with Kansas City when Kansas City is as far a drive away, or Minnesota, as far travel as that is, whereas Cincinnati's drivable, Pittsburgh's drivable, and Detroit's drivable. I know you're a guy that played the game. You've been around the game a long time. Is that too modern for you, or would you embrace that kind of division as well, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Cincy, and Detroit?
I can't believe you're saying that, because, you know, we were just talking about that with Tom Hamilton just a few minutes ago in the booth about realignment and adding teams and so on. And one of the suggestions that have come up over the years was you make this division and it will also include these small market teams, you know, like Minnesota and like, you know, everybody in the American Central except the White Sox, of course, and everybody in the National Central.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Except the Cubs. So you get the small markets all together where you feel like you can compete when you don't have a top 10 payroll. And I think that's something that would also give the fans some excitement.
Do you feel like the Reds will spend one day? I have a hard time thinking. I mean, Terry came over, and I think some of the problems Terry had here was that they wouldn't open up the pocketbook as much. I assume the next job he would take, if he were to ever get back into baseball, and clearly he got back into baseball, would be with the idea that he'd go to a market that when they started to be competitive would open up the books a little bit more.
Well, they open up the books for him, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
But we don't know what that number is, but I'm sure that, you know, to get him out of retirement, they had to entice him somehow, right? I think what happens even this year, I think the Reds, if they've got this window, right, of young players that they think that they're going to be able to be really good. So in the next couple of years, you know, before players like Ellie De La Cruz become too expensive for you, you have this window of opportunity. And I do think that this year, for instance, if they are close, they'll make some deals at the deadline to try to get them over the hump and back into the playoffs, because this city needs a winning team. I mean, the Bengals have been kind of underperforming the last couple of years, and the Reds, everybody looks to, and you don't want to be out of the race when come August.
Chris, great stuff, man. Enjoy the series here. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your expertise.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Hope to talk to you again soon.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.